Flying some of the United States of America into the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Roll call, please. Assembly members Powers is not here. Mock?
Here.
Jaeger?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Here.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
And tonight, for ceremonial matters, we have a certificate of service and thanks to John Jaeger for his service and dedication on the Port Commission from June 2008 through June 2026. Thank you for serving on that very important commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Persons to be heard. Don't think there's...
Do you have anything to say?
Get out of here.
Amendments to the agenda. I will offer one amendment. Assembly, we're going to remove item 11A. That's the public hearing on the budget. We're not adopting the budget tonight. We'll have a special meeting with a public hearing scheduled for June 29 at 5:30 p.m. and adopt the budget then. All right, conflict of interest. Any assembly member declare a conflict? Assembly member DeBoer.
11B, my wife is taking the newly formed. I just had the first meeting for that.
Okay. Actually, you don't realize any financial gain, so I declare you have no conflict. But thank you for stating that. Any other conflict of interest? All right. Consent agenda. I need a motion.
Approve the consent agenda. Submitted.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell. Second by DeBoer. Any discussion? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mock.
Yes.
Jaeger?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Borough Manager's Report embedded within. We have quite a few department reports, and you can highlight those if you wish, Borough Manager.
I want to thank the directors for submitting the reports, but I'm not going to highlight them. I'll let you guys read them. And as promised, I am going to defer my manager reports next meeting. So, press on.
Just for the public, we've spent... yesterday, we had a almost 3-hour public workshop on the budget, and we just completed a 1.5-hour workshop on the budget.
I will say that we are asking the assembly for a special on July 7th for approval of the contract for the public safety building. Sort of those bids come out on Monday, and we want to quickly turn around that contract for approval, whoever the successful awardee is. And does July 7th potentially work for you guys? It can be on Zoom.
It'll be on Zoom.
It will be on
5:30 on Zoom exclusively.
And it should be about 10 minutes.
Perfect. All right. Borough Clerk's report.
I really don't have anything except for, well, you can report on that. With regard to the budget, who wants a paper copy? Okay, so... Oh, so maybe everybody. Okay, just checking. We wanted to make sure we had them.
And electronic, too.
Of course, of course. So, yeah, other than that, I don't have anything. Then that's in my report.
Thank you. Mayor and Assembly business. Any Assembly member have anything to report to Assembly Member Powell?
Still want to make sure we're on my little critter's day. Oh, what?
What?
Making that, I want to make my lawyers about my sea otter thing, okay?
I actually got a legal memo today from the attorney. Generally, the answer is we shouldn't do it. And I will provide that memo to you guys. I just haven't had a chance to thoroughly review it. But I'm hoping that we can find some middle ground, maybe some other forms of incentive to work through.
Well, you know, I don't want to hear how we can't do it. I want to know how we can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then other thing on another note, yeah, I don't know, but the Coast Guard brought a chopper in here for our touch and truck. I'd like to send a thank you to them that we're doing that. They don't even have to do that. I mean, I thank everybody for bringing their vehicles up there, but I think that's pretty extensive. They bring all the kids in, they get them in the pocket and everything. And then I'd like to say I'm really happy that we have no fatalities or injuries in the Coast Guard chopper crash up at Sitka.
That was the same chopper too.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I really like to send a thank you out to. I'd like to see them continue to do that. But I'd like to, send a thank you.
Yeah, with that.
Any other comments? All right, moving right along. Item 10A, page 85, appointment to fill the vacancy on the Wrangell Port Commission with term ending October 2026. And there is a recommended motion. We had one person to apply, Donald J. McConaughey Jr.
McConaughey.
Page 85, Assembly.
So, move to approve the appointment of Donald J. McConaughey Jr. to the Wrangell Port Commission for the unexpired term ending October 2026.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Really appreciate a community member stepping up. Any comment? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Jaeger?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Ma?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Page 152, you'll have to scroll through the budget, Assembly. Page 152, item 11B, ordinance number 1102 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing Chapter 3.52, Parks and Recreation Board of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is to install the Friends of the. So this is a public hearing, administrative report.
I'll actually let Kirk Lane take this one.
This is just to remove the Parks and Recreation Board, Advisory Board, from the Municipal Code to allow the Parks and Recreation Department to have the nonprofit organization, probably Friends of the Parks or Friends of Parks and Recreation, like the library and the Nolan Center does.
And that would allow them to
go after grants and
donations.
Yeah, and they've already hit the ground running, is what I understand.
Yes, yes. Or have membership. All right, thank you. Any public testimony on this item? I'm going to close the public hearing, and I'd like a motion, please.
Move to approve ordinance number 1102.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Jaeger. Any discussion? This is a good move. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Jaeger?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Under new business, item 13A, page 158, approval of amendment number 1 to the professional service agreement with PND Engineers for the Deepwater Port Development PIDP Planning Project.
Move to approve amendment number 1 to the professional service agreement with PND Engineering for the Deepwater Port Development PIDP Planning Project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Any update on this for the manager?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is a port infrastructure and development program grant we got through the department or through Marriott. This is something that we acquired back in 2023, 2024 for buying purposes and transitioning our cargo transfer facility to the mill property. So that is planning grant, a lot of technical engineering services to be performed. This is awarding a contract to P&D, the amount of $200,000, spending our grant funds to do so. Some description of some of the services that are being performed. We have the engineering design of the bulkhead. We have engineering of off-site and on-site utility extensions, and we have environmental permitting needs and risk assessment. So this is as scoped in our PIDP applications, so we're just following through and not spending those funds. We've done this in conjunction with some of our planning related to the EDA grant and our shipyard prospects.
Yeah, it's all outlined there for you. Any discussion, comment, Assembly? Just the continuation of the development of the 6 Mile Mill site. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Yeager?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13B, page 169, approval of a contract award to McGee Constructors Incorporated for the Wrangell School's renovation. This involves the three campuses and the swimming pool roof replacement projects.
Move to approve a contract award to McGee Contractors Incorporated for the Wrangell School's renovation, three sites, and the swimming pool roof replacement project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Yeager. This has been long awaited.
Okay. Administrative report.
Sorry. So sorry.
You're all good. So this is a huge win for the community. We have a large major maintenance grant through the Department of Education that we got back in 2023 for $6.5 million. We then bonded for $3.5 million because it was a 35% match that we had to provide for that grant. We also have $649,000 in CDBG grant funding that we got from the middle school roof. So we have over $10.5 million, actually closer to $11 million in total revenues for this project. The engineer's estimate came quite a bit lower than we were expecting, and the bids did too. So this is an award to McGee Constructors, who also did our water treatment plant. There was a very big competition on this bid. We're expecting the same for the public safety building and some of our other larger projects, as we've seen recently. Overall, we're approving in this contract $6.3 million in expenditures. We will have certainly some change orders and some budget amendments in this year. What we're planning on doing with the excess proceeds that we do have is adding scope to additional roof replacement activities and complete redoing siding. So, you know, we have partial siding and we have painting for the buildings and scoped in this project. But in the perfect world, we reside the whole high school, we reside parts of the middle school, elementary school, and then paint the rest. So same thing with roof replacements. If we, you know, find some additional rot in places that we weren't expecting to perform, we would go ahead and replace those. So nice to see we have about a $4 million surplus on this project, and we will add some additional scope and ensure we don't go over. But
and siding is metal and roof is metal, correct?
Correct. The public safety building is the same. So when you see that contract approved, hopefully here soon, we will have all metal roofing and siding, which I know is a desire of the assembly. Kim was informing me, the clerk rather, that Dawson, one of the other bidders, waived their ability to protest the bid, and so we can sign this now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Instead of next week.
Great.
So you're going to start to see some construction activity. I'm not sure when they will begin to mobilize on site for this project particularly. There'll be a lot of subs attached to this as well. But McKinnon, for example, is they're starting to tear up the room on July 6th. So you're going to start seeing a lot of construction activity over the next few weeks and into the summer. And that'll carry on for quite some time. This will be a 12 to 18 month contract, is likely what we're going to see. So I know the school is disappointed that we couldn't get a $11 million project done in 2-3 months, but it's pretty impractical for us to do that with a scope of this size. So it's going to be a couple summer project, but excited to get it going, and hopefully we'll keep McGee around for some time.
It's good news. Any questions or comments, Assembly? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Yeager?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. The attorney's file available for your review, Assembly, and we will adjourn at 7:15 p.m. Thank you.